who taped CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Right, P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Spring Camp Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, March the 26th, 2016, Gene Williams is the speaker of the service teaching on Alignment Brings Assignment.
Sister Williams is going to come now and give us a word of strength, a word of encouragement, a word that will make us strong in everything that we do. I thank the Lord so much for these two wonderful people that have come here this weekend and given us the meat of the word. Not fooling around. We're not here for that. We're here for the meat of the word, for the truth. Because the truth always sets us free.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
It's wonderful to see you all once again. This far, we've been having such an awesome time of the Lord.
Yeah.
And we know for once that He don't start nothing, that He do not finish.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen.
Yeah.
Let's pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cover myself in this building with the blood of Jesus Christ. I ask for giant warrior angels to protect us and to come assist me as I teach your word. Lord, your word says in John the 3rd chapter verse 30, He must increase, but I must decrease. So Lord, I step aside tonight, Lord God, and I ask that, Lord, that your spirit, Lord God, would just take control, completely control of this service tonight. And Lord God, I pray that, Lord, that you would give your people the spirit and the heart to learn your word. And teach me your word as I teach to your people tonight. Now, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. And I ask you to have free will, free course, to do whatever you want to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to talk with you tonight about alignment brings assignment. Alignment brings assignment. God wants to align His people tonight. He wants to take you to that place in Him in order for you to be equipped to do your assignment.
Amen.
I was thinking when I went back to the room to get a little rest, and I would begin to reminisce on the time that I was in the military. I'm retired, 21 years Army. My husband, of course, is Marine. I think both of us joined the wrong outfit because I really thought the Air Force was the greatest one. I have to give you props for that. But I was thinking about the time that how we trained and how we was getting in alignment for our assignment, how we was taught, and some of us failed and some of us, we ran the course. And I say, Lord, what are you saying to your people tonight? And what I believe the Lord is saying to you tonight is that He wants to align you and position you into a place where you can be complete for your assignment. This is the time known as shift, align, and assign. Or better known as shaking, rattling, and roll. This is what God want to do tonight. He want to shake us. He want to rattle us. He want to roll us into that assignment. Amen?
Amen?
Don't be alarmed by what is about to happen. It is all necessary for the Lord to bring His people into the rightful place.
Amen.
This is what God wants to do tonight to His people.
Amen.
You know, I thought about all the time, the times that we've been here at this camp and how we come. And I said, Lord, your people seem to be ready. Everything that has been put out to us these few days and even the days after, in the days to come, God is preparing you for your assignment. I looked up the word alignment in the Webster Dictionary, and it says the act of adjusting to align, arrangement in a line or lines, the line of adjustment. So this is what God is doing to you. He's adjusting you and aligning you and preparing you for your destiny. You might feel a little shaken. You might feel a little rattling. And you even might have to roll. But I guarantee you, when he's finished, you will be prepared for your assignment. Now, the Bible speaks about many people who had to move from one place to another in order to get alignment for their plan. And Genesis, the 12th chapter, verse 1, talks about how the Lord had aligned Abraham and Sarah and had them to leave their relatives in Ur. He was aligning them for their assignment. In Exodus, the 14th chapter, it talks about Moses led the people out of Egypt. He led them out of Egypt because he was getting into alignment for his assignment. He talked about Nehemiah in the 2nd chapter, how Nehemiah had to travel from Persia to Jerusalem. He had to go there because he was getting an alignment for his assignment. He talked about in the New Testament, in Acts, the 10th chapter, Peter had to go to Cornelius' house to Caesarea. He had to go there and get prepared for his assignment. He talked about in Acts, the 27th chapter, Paul had to sail to Rome. He took him there to align him for his assignment. We also know in Acts, the 8th chapter, verse 1, where God also scattered the disciples so they will fulfill the Great Commission. So we see here that God was doing it back then, and he's going to do it now. And whatever it takes for him to align you for your assignment, he will do it. When the Lord is getting ready to do a new thing, he prepares you. He is positioning us today. God wants us in the right place at the right time. And why is that? Because he is a God of order. And when he positions you in that right place, you will know it. One thing I have learned in this life, and I've been around a little while, that when we go before the Lord and we make decisions on our own, we seem to have failures. But if we wait on the Lord, no matter how painful the alignment is, I promise you, you'll come out smelling like gold. Amen. No matter what the assignment or our task may be, look to God's word. Reassurance for his presence in this move. As we go through aligning process, there will be some challenges along the way. And there may be some shaking. And even when you leave here this weekend, as God prepares you for your alignment and for your assignment, you're going to have some shakings. But I believe God has given you the tools, the instruments, to prepare you for this assignment. All the things that you have learned this weekend is not for you to take and put on the shelf. It is for you to apply to your everyday life. This is the Word of God. The Word of God should just sit on a platform. The Word of God is for you to apply to your situation and to apply to your circumstances. But you can be equipped and ready. I believe you have been equipped today. But you got to believe it for yourself. Do you believe that you're equipped?
Amen.
Do you believe that you're equipped?
Yes.
Now I believe it. Let's go to Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 27 through 29. And I'm coming out of the Amplified Bible because I love it, and it gives you more words, and it kind of breaks it all down for you. And it reads, Now this expression, yet once more, indicates the final removal and transformation of all that can be shaken. That is, of that which has been created in order that what cannot be shaken may remain and continue. What is God saying? Every tear, every disappointment, every struggle, every frustration, every problem, God wants to use it for His glory. So everything that you're going through today and everything that you're facing is for the glory of the Lord. It's for God's glory that we go through, that we go through the trials, the tribulation, the struggle, the tears, the pain. But it's for the struggles, it's for the glory of God. It's not about us. It's about the kingdom of God. But until we come to our rightful place and understand why we're here and what our purpose is for, we will know that it's the will of the Father. Sometimes God has caused these things to be shaken to the foundation before it can be built back up.
Yes. Yes.
What am I saying? Sometimes you may lose some things. And if possible, you might lose it all. But what is He doing in the midst of your shaking? God wants you to let it go. If it wasn't built on the rock of Jesus Christ and His principles, if you don't let it go, it will be shaken to the core. So you're going to have to release it. Those things that you want to hold on to, you're going to have to let it go in order for God to get the glory. There may be some people in your life that you want to hold on to, but God is saying tonight, it's time to let them go. There are some people that I wanted to hold on to, but I had to let them go. See, we have to let some things go in order to get to that place where God wants to take us. God is saying, let it go. You saying, no, I want to hold on to it. He said, no, let it go. But you want to continue to hold on to it. And the more you hold on to that situation, the more you hold on to that relationship, the more and the harder it becomes. And what I have learned in my trials and my tribulations, the more I hold on to something, the more it takes control over me. But when I allow to let it go and release it, then I become free in Jesus. Then I'm able to conquer what I have to conquer. Alignment aligns you, arrange you, position you according to the standards of kingdom alignment, which take place as we choose to follow Jesus Christ and become His disciples. It speaks of submitting to the King rules. The King rules. The King rules. His orders that will position us into His will. Kingdom alignment is what God is doing right now. Not later, but right now. He's doing kingdom alignment right now. Are we ready? Are we in position? Do we hear Him? Do we understand Him? Do we know what time we're living in? Do we understand? I don't know about you, but there has been times in my life where I prayed. I said, Lord God, I want more of You. I want to know You in the most excellent way. I want all of You, Lord Jesus. God brought those things back to my remembrance. He said, Gene, you remember when you say you want more of Me? You want all of Me? You want to be like Me? Here is the time. Things start shaking, rattling, and rolling, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. See, we forget the things that we are praying about. We pray about it and we set them aside, but when He said, okay, you say you want what? You want more power? You want more anointing? You ready? I think I am. And then when all the trials begin to come and hit you and lay at your feet, the dog going one way, the sun going this way, what is going on? Do you remember? It comes with a price. Now, I take it back. I thought I changed my mind. Every step in the kingdom of God comes with a price. Are you willing to take the price? Because when it starts getting hard, then we want to run from it. But it's time to run to it. He got you. If he equip you, he's going to give you the power to stand. Because that's who he is. He makes no promises that he do not keep. He's our God that will lie. And every word will not fall to the ground. He is a God of understanding. He is a God who loves you. He desires you to have more. He desires you to want more of him. He desires you to be like him. This is why he made you. But you can carry the anointing on this earth. Demonstrate the power. He made you for one reason. That's to serve him, to worship him, and to do his will. In Luke, the 9th chapter, verse 23, in the Amplified Bibles reads, and he said to all, if any person will to come after me, let him deny himself, disown himself, forget, lose sight of himself and his own interests, refuse and give up himself, and take up his cross daily, 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 and follow him. Cleave steadfastly to me. Conform wholly to my example and living. And if in need be, in dying also, we may have to die to do his will. If we love him, it's no problem. Because to die is to live in Jesus Christ. And this is what he wants. As we search the word, we can see that not everyone who encounters Jesus and experiences his power chooses to take the next step to believe and follow him. In order for the kingdom alignment to come, you have to deny yourself. Everybody is not going to be able to stand the test of time. Some going to give up, and some going to stand. Will you give up tonight, or will you stand? I remember when I joined the Army and I went through boot camp. There was many that didn't make it, and there was many that did make it. But I chose to fight to live. And I'm so glad this day, as I stand before you, that I made the right choice to stand. It paid off. So serving Jesus Christ is going to pay off. It's an everlasting payoff. It's a permanent fix. It's an everlasting payoff. And guess what's so beautiful about it? It never ends. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It never ends. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Alignment consists of an ongoing life transformation. It's an ongoing process. As we journey along and find our way, we will continue to calibrate our lives like God and his ways. The Father's goal is that we become like him and allow him to make the fine adjustments. Allow him to make the fine adjustments. It's for you to mirror after him. He's shaping your image into his likeness. Let him make the fine adjustments. Quit fighting. Quit struggling. And surrender. That's what he's looking for today. A surrendered heart. That's what he wants. In Romans the 8th chapter verse 29 in the Amplified Bible, for those whom he foreknew, of whom he was aware and loved beforehand, he also destined from the beginning, for ordaining them to be molded into the image of his Son, and share inwardly his likeness, that he might become the firstborn among many brethren. Our motivation should be to become like Jesus. That should be our motivation factor. Only to become like Jesus. Not like somebody else, but like Jesus. We should yearn after his character. We should yearn after being like him. Because that is the purpose. This is what he wants. This is what he died for. For us to be like him. To become like him. To know him. To do his will. To do his work. This is the purpose. To be molded and shaped like the one who gave it all for us. I'm not here to be like my mother. I'm not here to be like my father. I'm here to be like Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our motivation should be to become like Jesus. And not a religious performance. It is not about performing. Who's the greatest? Who can out-preach each other? Who can out-deliver each other? This is not a performance factor. We're not here to perform. We're here to do the work of the Lord, to demonstrate his power, his anointing. Because that's who he is. This is not a performance. I'm not here to entertain you tonight. I'm here to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit. Because that's who he is. And that's what I yearn about. We are to desire to become more like him by loving him, honoring him, and submitting to his grace so he can bring proper alignment to our lives. This is the purpose for alignment. To bring proper alignment. Because see, some of us is out of order. Some of us is kind of off our alignment. And you want to make some adjustments. He got to pull you to the right a little bit. He got to pull you to the left a little bit. Then he got to bring you forward. Then he got to bring you backwards. Then he got to shake you a little bit and rattle you and roll you and bring you to that straight formation. When I was in the army, and they taught us how to march left, right, about face, at ease. I'm like, I don't want to do all this. But it made a difference. I got that left face right. I got that right face right. I became a perfectionist with it. I'm like, oh, okay, I got this. So this is what God is doing. So as he aligns you and shapes you, what's going to happen? You're going to begin to embrace it. It's going to come easy. The adjustment's going to come easy. Because the more you do it, the more you yearn for his righteousness, the more you're going to desire it. And the more easy it's going to come. That's the purpose of alignment. Now that we talked about alignment, let's talk about assignment. I looked in the Webster Dictionary of assignment. And it reads, an allotting or an appointment to a particular person or use, or for a particular time. Your assignment is for a particular time. And it's for his timing. See, one day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. What seems forever to us is only one day to him. But if you know him today, saints, you will spend time with him, you will wait on him, because you will know his voice And you will not move until you hear that still, soft voice that will lead you and guide you in green pastures. The assignment will become easy. When I went off to the military and I studied my assignment, they equipped me. When they equipped me and gave me the necessary tools to go forth, then I was released into my assignment. I passed the test. I was ready to do the job. So I say to you today, will you pass the test? Can you do the job? Or do we have to give it to somebody else? If you don't take it, you pass it on.
That's right. That's right.
Don't let this moment pass you by. Assignment speaks of being given a role and a task to accomplish. So when Jesus Christ released your assignment and released you, he expected you to do the task. He expected you to carry it out. Kingdom assignment is our opportunity to participate with Jesus in the extension of his kingdom. He will allow you to participate in his kingdom by giving you an assignment. Did you get that?
Yeah.
He's going to allow me, poor me, someone that looks like me and look like you, to participate in his kingdom. How special are you?
Yeah.
How special. Oh, I don't know about you, but I feel his presence.
Yeah.
How special are you that he's going to allow you to participate in his kingdom?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
As warrior sons and daughters, we exercise his authority in his name, demonstrating his kingdom. You are warrior priests. In John the 20th chapter, verse 21 through 22, in the Amplified Bible says, then Jesus said to them again, peace to you. Just as the Father has sent me forth, so I am sending you, releasing you. And having said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. So what he's saying to you today, receive your special assignment. I have breathed on you. I have sent you, I am releasing you to do your assignment. The 12 disciples were sent out. 12. Those 12 was in training. They was getting alignment. He was setting them up for their destiny. He was setting them up for their kingdom purpose in his kingdom. He equipped them. He sent them out, and they went to do the job. The same thing that he did back then, he wants to do it again. The same anointing that was back then is the same anointing that wants to be released in you tonight. We all have a unique assignment, a purpose, and God-given destiny to make a difference in this world. And in his kingdom. We all have a purpose for this. We don't have to be jealous of nobody else's assignment. He has enough work for all of us to do. He said in his word that he has 7,000 more that have bowed to Baal. So you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to be jealous about what another person has. He got 7,000 more that has not bowed to Baal. It ain't just you.
Come on.
But when he released that assignment to you, it's your assignment.
Amen.
And he has plenty more to release out. There's much work to do. We got a nation got to be saved. It's the time for us to be about our Father's business. It ain't no time for no jealousy. Jealous of what? Each one of you. God have positioned you. He made each one of you in his own special no one like you. You're special. You're beautiful. And guess what? When he made you, you are the original copy. They can clone all day long. We will never get the original copy. You are the original one. So what am I saying? You need to look in that mirror. Look back at it. I'm special. He named me Jean Williams.
Amen.
There's none like me. It will never be. No matter how you try. Because this is the real thing. And so are you. The real thing. We are representatives of Jesus Christ. We are priesthood. So when are we going to start acting that way? When we are going to start? He requires something of us. And that is total submission and obedience in Jesus' kingship. He calls us to recognize and step into our own warrior heritage as sons and daughters of God. You are priesthood.
That's right.
None like you. Royal. Royalty. Special. Ordained for such a time as this. And 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, verse 9 in the Amplified Bible says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased, special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." He pulled you. He called you out of darkness into his marvelous light because he loves you today. He did it all for you and me. He called you out of darkness. He pulled you out of darkness into his marvelous light so you can become like him. What a beautiful thing. What a powerful thing. Nobody like you. Hallelujah. Wow. Oftentimes, the reason we are not where we need to be spiritually is that we are not connected to the people who can help us reach our full potential. See, we know it all. Nobody can tell us nothing. We got a PhD, a DDD, a EEE, FGHIGKLMNOPQRSTUVWXYZ. So you can't tell me nothing. I got all the degrees. I don't need nobody. I don't need you. I got news for you. You headed down the road of destruction. I cannot tell my thumb that I don't need it. Because I need all five in order for it to function properly. So God gave each of us to work with. We need each other. We need each other, saints. Yes. We need each other. Wow. I believe God connects us with people who can help us position us in our call. And of course, we need discernment. What is your purpose that you want to connect with me? Will you sit by God? Or you have another agenda. So what am I saying? He put people in our path to help condition us into our assignment. But he also wants you to discern that this is the right person that is going to take you to that next place in him. Because the Bible says, when the Son of God came and presented himself, Satan came and presented himself as well. So you got to know who's coming into your life. Are they taking you into that place where you need to go? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, verse 14 from the Amplified Bible, but the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and the teachings and the revelations of the Spirit of God. But they are folly, meaningless nonsense to him. And he is incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing, understanding, and becoming better acquainted with them, because they are spiritually discerned and estimated and appreciated. What are you saying? What is he saying? The natural man does not understand the spiritual things because they are not spiritually discerned. So when God connects you, you would know it. It would be a kindred connection, kindred spirit. You would know it immediately that this person was sent by God. You would know it. Ruth needed Naomi to reach her destiny. Elijah needed Elijah. Timothy needed Paul. Genuine discipleship is not about personal controlling you. It's about having someone in your life to take you to that next place. See, sometimes when people connect with us, they want to control the situation. But it's not about controlling. It's about connecting, preparation, preparing for kingdomship. For your assignment. So when someone who hooks up with you and want to control you, then they have stepped into another area which is called witchcraft. Because it becomes domination, manipulation, and control. No one needs someone to manipulate them, to dominate them, and to control them. You will know in the spirit if that's the connection that God has sent you. God wants to take you to that special place. He wants you to prepare yourself for your assignment. You might say today, Sister Jean, well, how do I align myself and prepare myself for this assignment? Here's what I would say. The first thing you need to do to prepare yourself, read the Bible consistently. Consistently. Don't just read it, but get it in your spirit. Study it. Yearn after it. Eat the whole book. The next thing, pray fervently. The Bible says in James, the 5th chapter, verse 16, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Pray. Pray. Cry out to God. Be fervently in your prayer. Don't play with the devil. Get into your word. Call out. Like Jerry said, we got to holler. We got to scream. We got to shout to the mountaintop. The next thing, develop a submissive will and expect to hear his voice. The key to hearing God lies in your willing to obey him. Revelation, the 3rd chapter, verse 20 in the Amplified Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears and listens to and heeds my voice and opens the door, I will come into him. And I will eat with him. And he will eat with me. Hallelujah. The next thing, time. Some are not spending enough time with God. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 16 in the Amplified Bible says, making the very most of the time, bind up each opportunity. Because the days are evil. Time is near. Time is short. We don't have long. So you need to take every moment, every minute, every second, and spend it wisely. And the next thing, believe there is no limitation in God. That you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God still speaks today. He's still talking. Even as he talked to those mighty men back in the days, he's still speaking. The same words he talked then, he's speaking now. God is always speaking, but are we listening? I heard somebody say, I never hear his voice. You will never hear his voice if you don't spend time with him. You don't have a relationship. He speaks all the time. He's speaking now. He always speaking, but do we listen? Most of the times, it is what we want to hear anyway. We don't want to hear the conversation that he wants to talk about. We want to tell him what we should do. We don't want to listen. We don't want to submit to the call. It's time to hear God's voice, the Lord, and hear his plans. In Jeremiah 29, chapter verse 11, in the Amplified says, "For I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil. To give you hope in your final outcome and expect an end." Those are the plans that he has for you. They are good plans. He want to see you do good. He want to see you prosper. He want to see you blossom as a flower. He want to see you moving into the assignment that he has for you. You know, I'm sensing that the Lord is saying, I got so many assignments here, but I don't have the people to release them to. But I say to you tonight, but if you open up your heart and receive the Lord Jesus tonight, he's ready to release your assignment to you. There are many of you that's out here tonight. You say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you in a most excellent way. I want to know your will and your way, Lord God. Lord, I know that you perform miracles. I know that you do signs and wonders. But I want to understand your ways as Moses understood your ways. He understood how you think. And now I'm sensing that the Lord would say, I want to release that same understanding on you tonight. I want to prepare you for your destiny tonight. But I need you to open up your heart. I need you to have a willing heart. I need you to be willing to take the assignment. But in order to be willing to take the assignment, you got to be willing to go through the alignment. So God wants to align you today. So I say to you today, receive the assignment that God has for you. Open up your heart because he wants to use you today. There are many of you out here tonight. You say, Lord, I don't know what my call is. I don't know what my purpose is. I go to church from Sunday, Wednesday, or whenever the doors are open, but I don't know what my call is tonight. But I say to you tonight that I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you, and not only speak to you tonight, but he's going to visit you in your night, in your dreams, and he's going to show you the things to come. If you open up your heart tonight and let him in, he's going to come, and he's going to reveal his special assignments to you, and he's going to release you into those assignments tonight, because this is what he desired to do. Hallelujah. God has a plan. You might not understand it, but he has a plan. All things are possible to them that believe. And Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 13 says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah the 44th chapter, verse 3 through 4, for I will pour water upon him who is thirsty. Are you thirsty tonight? Yes. And blood upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing upon your descendants. And they shall spring up among the grass like willows. Our poplars are by the water courses. The Bible says in James the 3rd chapter, verse 17 through 18, but the wisdom from above is first all pure. It's pure wisdom. It's not tainted. It's pure. It's a river flow that come pure. Straight from the kingdom of God. It's undefiled. It has not been tainted. It has not been tampered with. It's pure. Undefiled. Then it is peace and loving. It is willing to yield a reason full of compassion and good fruits that he wants to release in your life tonight. It is wholehearted and straightforward, impartial and unfeigned, free from doubt, wavering, and insincerity, and the harvest of righteousness of affirmative of God's will and thought and deed. It is the fruit of the seed sown in the peace by those who work for and make peace in themselves and in others. That peace which means conquer, agreement, and harmony between individuals with undisturbedness and a peaceful mind free from fears and agitation and aggression and moral conflicts. Your assignment is to launch you into your destiny, another realm of faith, so you can believe God and see his miracles happen. Mountains move and your dreams be fulfilled. This is what he want to do tonight. He want to fulfill some dreams that you thought was lost. Many of you having dreams and visions and don't understand them. God's going to give you understanding of your dreams and visions because he want to equip you and prepare you. He want to release that to you. Many of you don't understand what is going on. You seeing visions. You hearing his voice. He's speaking to you. Many of you saying, I just thought of that a few minutes ago and it happened. He's speaking to you. His prophetic voice is going forth in the earth realm and is calling out the soldiers to come forth, to take your position and rise up and be prepared for the job. In the last scripture, Philippians, the first chapter, verse 6, in the Amplified Bible says, and I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up into the time of his return, developing that good work in you and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. He will complete it today. He will complete his work. He is not a God that starts something that he do not finish. Before I ask my husband to come up to do deliverance, we are a team. We in unity. We work together. There's power in
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah. But I want to release a prophetic word over you tonight. And I prophesy over your life tonight that God will anoint you for such a time as this. And that he will go before you and make the crooked places straight. Even as he went before Cyrus and made those places straight. I prophesy in your life that every area in your life will be straight today. And that he will open up the bars of irons and show you the secret hidden mystery things. And that he will give you, Lord, special creativity for you can be able to do the things that you desire to do. I prophesy in your life tonight that you will no longer be the same. That you will dream dreams and you will have visions. And that you will yearn after God's heart. That you will yearn after his word. That you would taste his word. You would see his word. You would live his word in Jesus Christ's name. And Lord, may the blessing of you, Lord God, have no sorrow. And I pray that a living of waters will overtake you and run you down tonight. And I pray over your life tonight that you are powerful, anointed men and women of God who is ready to run for the prize. And you will not faint, but you will stand the test of time. You will hold still. You will stand fast. And you will move in your position. And you will take your position. And you will run. And you will fight. And you will say yes to his will tonight.
Yes.
I release this in Jesus' name. Give him the praise.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.